From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tommy Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Roswell police are seeking to locate 29-year-old John Eric Lerma of Roswell in connection with the stabbing death of 20-year-old Mario Zion Olivas Jr. of Dexter. The incident occurred in the 200 block of West Matthews around 8:30 Tuesday morning. RPD spokesperson Todd Wildermuth has more.
Our detectives determined that there was some sort of altercation that took place in a driveway of a home. And during that altercation, our victim was stabbed and people fled. And that's when police were called.
Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Roswell Police. The Eddy County Fire Service reports that mechanical failure could have been the cause of a tank battery fire Sunday night just south of Carlsbad. Several units from the Eddy County Volunteer Fire Districts were dispatched to the call around 7 p.m. on Buck Jackson Road. According to the New Mexico Department of Health, Lee County has vaccinated 20,528 persons for the first doses of the COVID-19. 17,134 of the second doses has also been given out. Norley Hospital in Lovington will be the site of the initial boosters by appointment only from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., they will be at the Lee County Fairgrounds. There'll be the second doses by appointment only. And then Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., they will be at the Lee Regional Hospital campus, again by appointment only. And then on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., again at the hospital campus, initial boosters by appointment. Firefighters battling the Three Rivers Fire at the Lincoln National Forest in Lincoln County have made a major effort to bring the fire under control. National Forest Service spokesperson Loretta Benavides elaborates.
Well, the firefighters are still out there working on containment. We currently have 7,040 acres and we're looking at 50% containment. So we know that they're progressing on that. Things are looking really good. They're increasing that containment line, and you know they're still looking at some of the hot spots within the interior, but things have quieted down significantly on the fire.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.